All right, so Membez on Bez, okay? He's picking up from Rav Sheshis's point now. So what does he brings into Brisa. So what does he say?
So,
What, you know what that means?
I mean, as far as it, like,
Rashi. What does Rashi say? I mean, you could define this, but I don't, I'm not, whatever, I'm not interested in this, but it's interesting, he mentions what? He says, Menake Chomrei. Mishnayos. So he's an interesting guy. He used to gather together very difficult Mishnayos that were hard to answer, okay, which he's about to do right now. The Omrim and Beis HaMedrash. Liban, the partner. So they bring in the Beis HaMedrash, so guys will work it out. So he was very knowledgeable in complex areas in Torah Shabbat, okay. And he'd bring it into the Beis HaMedrash for guys to work out. As an example, here's a perfect example, okay? Okay, so all mazalos are mutter except for the mazal of a chama ulavana. Okay. Okay, good. Now, what's a pirtzuf? Okay. Sure. Okay. What?
It means a face.
Right, but you'll see later on the mizmachlokus about is it limited to the face or is it for the face and the body? For example, let's say I found a right, exactly. Let's say I found the body, the torso, and the legs of a person. Is that considered pirtzuf adam? We'll see. What? Okay, well, it's a machlokas rishonim. Keep going. We're going to use one simple pshat for now. We'll use the meiri for now. Okay. So what? Now in this context, if we take a look at the meiri, he explains it. He says, what are these three categories referring to? So he says, you see where he says, atsuros, chalukos, and shloshot rachim. Okay? So obviously there's a problem in what he's saying, because hatsuros are broken up into three. Mazalos, pertufin, and suros. So obviously the word sura in the beginning, and this sura must be something different. Okay, so what is Tsuros here? What's the category of Tsuros referring to? Okay, think in terms of sculpting, okay?
Structure.
Yeah, so you're, no, fine. You're making a form is a little abstract, but you're making, you're sculpting something, okay? An image, right? But I don't know if image is the best term. Now, there's three kinds, right? There's Mazalos, Pertufin, and Tsuros. What are those referred to? Mazalos, Perusha. Lamala, Mador Elyon. Now, this is very important. Not necessarily for now, but it will be because everyone seems to agree with this. It's not right. So we got to understand. We're talking about from an Aristotelian viewpoint, the different, let's say, spheres. Okay. So what Mazalos are referring to, okay, is Mador Elyon, which refers to basically that which is above the sky. Okay. So what resides above the sky? So he said, what? No. What resides above the sky if you are Aristotle? Or before, what?
The sphere.
Kol hayareach ulamala heimim madelion. So anything that's from the moon, right, from the, and above, okay, is considered mother elion, like malach, right, and saraf, okay?
Oh, so a meteor that gives you a concussion.
No, he's actually referring to angels, meaning that there's one level above, there's moon, and then above the moon are malachim. So as a type of malach. We'll get to that. Okay, there's different levels of malachim. This one is considered the one closest to a Kaddish Baruch. Okay? What do you call it? Go on. Okay, then he says, Hain the mother atachton, Kagon. Mazalos. So as you'll soon see, it turns out there's two zones of celestial spheres, okay? There's the mother atachton, which refers to, we'll call it moon and below. So moon, stars, etc. And then mother elyon, which is
angel.
Well, they're in the same area. I mean, I don't... It's like this. It's like this. Earth.
I thought the moon was the lowest.
No.
What? Lowest in terms of, like, closest to Earth?
Well, yeah.
Mother Tacton?
Yeah.
That would be their
Mother Elyon is not visible.
Well, neither really are. Okay? And this is... Keep going.
Yeah.
Okay, and you have Pirtsuf?
Or against
Pirtsuf?
Well, now we're called literal.
Poldemus, Valkyim, Shepirtsufo, Shavoa.
Wait, what does that mean? Right, so 1 second. So what does that mean? So what's a pirtsuf? Kol demus balechayim, balechayim's any image of a something that's alive. She pirtsufo gavoa migufo. What does that mean? Right, right, meaning what is that referring to? The head. Right, so it means the head is above the body. So that would include Adam, Behema, Chaya, and Ophos. What would it exclude?
Fish.
We'll get to Dracon. Fish. No, Dracon's not in this category.
Yeah.
No, not that. Within the category of things that are Balei Chaim, it excludes fish. Okay?
Also excludes
all it means right now is that you have that Pirtsuf refers to, I don't know why, and don't extrapolate. It just refers to animals on earth, right, whose heads are above their bodies. What? Because they are. The head of, let's say, a cow. Its head, so to speak, is above the body. Head, body.
Okay, so would you say a snake is disqualified?
That's a good question.
What about a seahorse?
Good question. Okay. The easy one is fish. What?
What about a seahorse?
What?
I don't know. I can only deal with the facts. For now, let's not worry about applying it to every species of animal. Let's just say for now, in general, what do we know? We know we're referring to things whose head is above the body. Okay, and what's the last category? Right?
Tsuros.
Now, what's a tsura? Namach gufo, where the head is below the body. Kedugim, benachashim, v'drakon.
Okay.
Yes. Pirtsuf means.
How is this thing below the body if it's level?
That's not our point.
Tsura is. For lack of a better term, we'll say.
Right. No, but it said steak and fish and dragons are.
Correct. So the head is equal or below the body. Okay?
But what is
that? Let me give it a smiley face.
No.
Yes.
But
it's
not.
Okay. Is this clear? So again, there's three categories, but four technical levels. Okay. The categories are these are mazalos, okay. And there's two zones. There's mother tachton, which is stars. For now, we'll say moon, etc. Then above that are malachim, okay. And then there's levels of malachim, as we'll get to later. Then there's pirtsuf, which is animals and man, meaning their head is above the body. And then tsura, right, refers to, let's say, nachash, its head is below the body.
Right.
Is that clear?
Yeah.
Okay. Very interesting. I agree. That's going to be part of the svara, what the differentiations are.
Yeah.
But hold on. Okay, let's just, we have to go slow here. Keep going. Now go back to the Gemara. Okay, so he says, so that's the Brisa. So the Brisa says what? The Brisa tells us three things, right? Every mazal's mutter, right? Right? Kol mazal's mutarn except for what?
Sun and moon.
Except for sun and moon. Right, what's the second one? Right? And what's the third one? Suros are mutter except for drunk. Okay? Is that clear?
Yes.
Okay, so it makes those three statements. Okay? Okay. And we also know that our Mishnah told us what? Our Mishnah said, Hamotza Kalim.
Yeah.
Right? They have one of them? Right, okay, so Chama, Levana, and Drakon. We'll keep Drakon separate, okay? Okay. So obviously it's going to present lots of problems. So... And we don't even know what it means. Again, what's vague about the Brisa? What do you mean the mazalos are mutter? What's the case? Which the Gemara is about to ask. What?
You write like somebody with a medical degree.
Right. I'm not sure, they're not necessarily causal, but sure. I always have bad handwriting before I want to be a dentist. Go ahead.
So, Omar Mar, Kol Mazos, Mitarin,
okay, so, but we have a, okay, the Brisa says what? All Mazals and Mutar except for the sun and the moon, okay? So, what's the case?
Elema Ba'usa, if you say that he's making it.
Okay, meaning what? Meaning, what's the Chiddush in the Brisa in the first case?
That if you're making them.
If a person can make any mazel he wants, except for Chama Levana. Okay? That's absurd.
Or the Chiddush is that Chama Levana are us.
Yeah.
That's a Chiddush.
Didn't I just say that?
Yeah. Either way. It's going to be impossible. It's not a big deal.
Right. Okay, yeah, okay, fine. I agree. Yes. Okay go on. The Gemara is shocked.
Right.
How can you possibly suggest that making a mazel, right, making any mazals are mutter?
Right.
Why? Vaksiv.
E.T.
So there's an issue d'oraisa to do what?
To make mazalos,
right? Okay, now, again, just to keep it within this category here, why are they called mishamshim in this version of looking at the world?
They're
close.
What? No one know about that.
Yeah,
right. There's certain powers that they have. And right, what'd you say?
The servants of God.
Right, there's somehow they're expressions of a Kaddish Baruch Hu servicing the universe, so to speak.
Possibly
okay?
Close.
Whatever, fine. Okay, so yes, sure. So that's Mazalus, okay? So again, so what's it clear from the Torah? It's clear from the Torah that what? There's an Issa D'oraisa to make any mazel. Okay? That's a problem. So it can't be a case of Osa. In other words, if you learn it's Osa. Right. Osa can't be what? Cannot be what? What? It can't be limited, right? Cannot be limited to sun and moon. Correct?
Yeah.
That's an impossibility. Okay, is there a Havmina there?
Yes.
Go on. What? Keep going. So what's the Gemara's answer?
Okay, so
it's a funny answer the Gemara says. Pshita, right? Interesting, but then why take us down this road to begin with? But okay, fine. Pshita. What's Pshita? Pshita be... So the case must be what?
He found it.
Meaning he found Mazalos on the Kli. Okay? Ukid Khan. Right. So the first case in the Brisa must be teaching you a case of Motze.
Which is the same as our mission.
Right, so then what's the Chiddush in the Brisa? Okay. Right now, what would you say? Doesn't seem like any Chiddush in the Brisa. In and of itself. What did the Brisa teach us that we know from the Mishnah?
Yeah, that's fair. Nothing outside of the Mishnah, but that's not a big deal. The Brisa is superfluous.
It's true. What is the Brisa missing, though? Excuse me, what's the Mishnah missing?
What?
No, forget that. Within Mazals, what's it missing? Malachim. Okay, keep that in mind. Okay. The Mishnah, our Mishnah says what? Hamotza Kalim, with what on them?
Sun and
moon, right? When it comes to, and what does the Brisa tell us? Kol mazalos mutarin, chutz mazal cham levana. But as we know, what do you call it? We know that when it comes to, okay, I'm not going to give away. No, you'll see. Okay, because the question is, does it include malachim? The category of mazalos includes malachim.
Yeah, but they're not, there's one of your
what?
Kol mazalos.
All the Mishnah tells us is things in the Mador Tachton, right? If I found them on a Kli, it would be a problem. What about if I found something in Mother Elyon on the clay? What would you deduce? What? You think it's Mutter?
You might think it's Mutter.
Okay. Okay,
that's all.
You'd be wrong. You'd be wrong, but that's okay. All right, so what's the first chunk of the Brisa teach us? What's the first chunk of the Brisa? The first chunk of the Brisa is telling us what? That if I it doesn't seem to be adding anything to the Gemara, except for this, if you want to call it a Havmina, that it can't be a case of Osa. Right? Meaning, you would have thought that what? If you want to, the Gemara takes us down the road of saying you would have thought the case is one of Osa, right? But that can't be, because Osa can never be limited to just these two mazalas. Therefore, it must be teaching you a case of Motza. Okay? One second. So now, yeah, but now, here's what's funny. But now, again, just insofar as Bikias methodology, if I say that the first case is talking about Motza, then the Gemara's logic would be is that the second case should be talking about Motza. There's nothing illogical about that. That's just the Gemara saying it's the easiest thing to learn that all three cases share one thing in common, which is Motza. So what are you going to say? Second case one of Motza. That's a problem.
Right.
Right, but here's the problem. The second case tells you Avi Pritzov is Motzer Ksevei Pritzov Adam. But if you're going to say Avi Bemotze, but who says that Pritzov Adam's Aser? That's not what? Right, so that's a problem. Another Havmina, right? What's this? So the Gemara is saying what? The Gemara is saying you would have thought that what? It can't be, again, it can't be a case of Motze in the Brisa, right? Because our Mishnah says Motze, Kalim, and excludes the case of Pirtz of Adam, right? So how could this middle Brisa be talking about Pirtz of Adam? You tell me. I don't know. What do you think? Okay. So what does the Gemara say? So the Gemara's answer is, so right now we have a problem. So it can't be talking about Motze. So therefore it's going to be talking about Ose. Meaning, what would you think the Isser is? The second part of the Brisa is teaching you is an Isser to make a Pirtz of Adam. So again, in the final version, we'll call it ABA, because we know what the last thing is going to say. The first thing is saying that it's a case of Motze, right? And that applies to Mazalos. The second case has to be one of Ose. Can't be a case of Motze. Okay?
Yes.
Okay. Elopshita.
Of Osa.
Right, it's got to be because of Osa. Okay, so one second. Hold on. Slow down. Good Rav Huna Bered Rav Yoshua. What does Rav Huna Bered Rav Yoshua hold? Rashi. This is extremely problematic. Did you guys see Rashi? Bishmaitin Karibay Lo Sasun. Okay, so in classic Gemara, you know, what they Chazal do, they say, don't read the pasuk as lo sasun iti, rather read it as lo sasun osi, which means you can't make, which means it's usher to make, which is men. Okay? Okay, how could you possibly learn out, I mean, the Rishonim take this up as well, but we'll take the riff as it's easy. How could you possibly learn out, that's one shot, but how could you possibly learn out that making the image of man is like God? That's absurd. How could they be like God? So that's one shot. But let's take that's a much more difficult shot. The easier shot, I know, the easier shot is to say, like the Ritva says, and I want to use that for now just to make life easier. Trust me, we'll take out the machlokas. Ritva says, what is it referring to? That when God appears to man in a dream, right, he's always in the appearance of a man. Okay? What do you mean?
What?
Oh, so I think it's a much easier shot to take. One second. So that's one second. So that's a chiddush. What the Gemara is saying is that Pirtz of Adam is its own unique iser. There's an iser to make a Pirtz of Adam. Why? Because you can't make lo sasun osi, right? You can't make something in the likeness of God. Okay. But every other Pirtz of will be included. Okay. But if I found a kli with a Pirtz of Adam on it, what would the halacha be at this point? What? You don't have to throw in the yam, which is funny. Why not? We don't know. I don't mean philosophically. It's interesting that, again, we have a case of Chama Levana, where it's usher to make every mazel, but when it comes to Motze, right, what do we say?
No, because isn't Motze Derbana?
What? No.
Chama Levana is
usher, right?
Motze is Derbana.
Motze is Derbana.
Right, but what's it called? But Osa is
Deraisa. Osa is Deraisa, the Darshan Pasta, correct.
But
when it comes to Pirtz of Adam, I know, one second, when it comes to the Isser of making a mazel, okay? Yeah. Can I make any mazel?
Yeah.
Can I make any mazel? No. Lo sasun iti.
Right.
Good. Now,
can't.
And when it comes to Motze, right, what's the extension of my Motze? What? We'll deal with Mother Tachton for now.
Right,
sun and moon, sure. Okay? Yeah. Okay, that's, but when it comes to Pirtz of Adam, for whatever reason why, there's an Isser to, but not an Isser, right, that's odd. Okay, that should raise a question.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Now, the Basra of the Brisa, which is E Beose. What?
Sea destroys it.
What?
Yeah. The sea destroys it.
Correct. So you don't have to do that Pirtz of Adam. Why not? Right. It's odd. It's odd. Well, it's not the same Isser. They're deriving it from the Torah. It's two different Isserim. Lo sasun iti, lo sasun osi. It's the same Maisa. But there's a difference. There's some, well, I don't know what it is, but there's some difference.
You don't have to destroy all the mazalos. Plants can't make them either.
Well, that's what I'm trying to tell you. For now, I'm telling you, from later on in the Gemara, for now, we're going to learn Mother Tachton. We'll limit it to just...
Fine.
But I'm letting you know, it turns out, it's the same lach as when applied by Mother Elyon.
Fine, I'm
saying in general, there's no idea that if something you can't make something, you can't also use it if you find it. It's different ideas. When you can't make it, whether it's just mostly it's just in what it was made for.
But the Gemara is linking them together, is it not?
No.
It's not. It just should be coincidentally, Osa and Mozart are two completely random things that the Gemara is tying in together.
Well, those are two potentially strong we're talking about here, but it's not like they're... We're just not sure what this price is talking about, I thought.
I agree, but those are the facts. I'd like to understand conceptually, I don't think it's a coincidence that the Gemara is tying together Osa and Mozart. You could learn that way, but then I'm not sure what the Svara would be. Or you can learn that there might be a reason why that from Osa to Mozart would apply by Mazalas, but wouldn't apply by Prince of Adam. Now, of course, you're not obligated to learn that way. I'm just following the logic of the Gemara. The Gemara's trajectory seems to be as follows. By Mazalos, just factually, we know there's an Isser Osa, and we also know there's an Isser Moza. Correct? By Mazalos. Madur Tachton. Okay? There's an Isser of Osa, and an Isser of Moza. I'm telling you that also Madur Elion is included, but don't listen to me. For now, it's fine. All Mazalos that can't make, which we're going to say refers to right now to sun and moon, okay? And that applies to Motza as well. Correct? Okay. We see by Pirtz of Adam that it can't be Motza because it's not mentioned in the Mishnah. We see the Nisra Osa. Yes?
Sorry.
Rav Shach
says all Mazalos. Okay. So, yeah.
So, Iba Osa.
Iba Osa, Tsuras, Dragon.
No, so Iba Osa, Ema Seifa.
Oh, what? Oh yeah, Iba Osa Ema Seifa Kol Mitaros Mitaros Drago.
But one second, so if you're going to tell me it's a Din in Osa, right? And we're going to apply that to the third part of the Brisa, which is that says what? It says all Tsuros are Mutar except for the Tsuros Drago. Okay, so Gemara has a question.
Iba Osa Tsuros Drago and Miyaser.
But who said it's Tsuros Drago is a problem? Vaksiv.
Wait, so then you see you could have an.
Who says making a Drago is a problem? Whoever said it's a problem. Torah
right.
Says what?
So you can't make it, but you could make it, but you can't, like, you have to, but there's a derbon.
Hold on. You're plugging the mission in too early. We're going to play the card.
Okay.
Right now, the Gemara is saying what? It's saying, if you're going to tell me that all tsuros are mutter, and you say that means osa,
yeah.
And then apply to drakon, but what are you talking about? Who says it's usher to make a drakon? That's the exact opposite of the first part of the Brisa. First part of the Brisa is saying, who said it's mutter to make mazalos? Now the Gemara is saying, who says it's usher to make a drakon?
Right.
And what does it say in the Torah? B'haksiv. Okay, one second. Careful. So the Torah tells you now, if you expand the pasuk, what does the pasuk tell us? Lo sa'asun iti, elohe chesef, elohe zav. What's usher to make? These idols. Okay, keep going.
Osi, just say Osi. That's enough.
That's Kedmos Adam.
No, that's enough. That's just that says it specifically. What's it called?
Mazalos. No. Losasun iti means mazalos.
Yeah.
Okay, one second.
So
keep going in the Gemara.
Wait, why do you need Elohe Kesef
Elohe? Oh, I don't know. It spans the whole pot because it's saying, Elohe Kesef has the quality of Mother Elion, Mother Tachton in it. Okay?
Yeah.
So they're saying Losasun iti is not, it will never include a Drakon.
Right.
Okay?
Hani in, Tsuras Drakon Lo.
Right, so meaning Hani in is referring to what? Those are Mishamish HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you can't make. But Tsuros Drakon, right? There's no Isser that to make. There's no problem with it whatsoever.
Yeah.
Okay, so therefore, it can't be a case of Osa. So now we have another funny halacha. What's funny about this halacha? What's funny about this halacha now, in the third part of the Brisa? There's an Isser to destroy Drakons, but there's no Isser to make them.
Yeah, strange.
Odd. So again, let's go in order. There's an Isser to make suns and moons, and I must destroy the sun and moon if I find it on a Kli. Okay, there is a Isser to make a Pirtz of Adam, but there's no Isser to destroy it if I come across it on the clay. And then there's no Isser to make a Drakon, but there is an Isser to destroy it if I find it on the clay.
If you make a Drakon on a clay, you have to destroy it right
now. So finish out the Gemara.
Right.
Okay. So the last case we're talking about Motze, and it's like the Mishnah. Okay, now, what's the AB? Now, there's one last question. Now, the Gemara has one more question. So now what does the Gemara ask?
So, the Mishnah.
The point that I made before, which is, what's very odd here? Right. Reisha b'seifa b'motze. B'mitziyasa b'ose. What a wad brisa. Why would you have a brisa that's inconsistent? Why would it go ABA? It's a very difficult thing for brisa to do. So Abaye gives on the surface what sounds like a terrible answer. He says,
Amar Abaye.
Vamitz Yasa Ba'osa. What's his answer?
Yeah.
Exactly. So you're right. What kind of answer is that?
What kind of question?
His answer is, you are right. You're right. The Brisa is inconsistent. It's telling you Motza by A, by, we'll call it 1 and 3. What do you mean? What'd you say?
It sounds like a certain rug who just leaves the questions up.
You can't make things that are, if it's normally served, what would that object be defined as? An object of Avodah Zarah. Okay, so we're categorizing Chama Levana under the category of Avodah Zarah. So obviously, Pshita, you can't make an idol, right?
Yes.
Assuming normative people worship sun and moon, I don't care if that's true or not.
People also worship figures of
Suniti. Right. What's the Chiddush then? The Maskana saying what?
Yeah,
you're not creating these things, they lend themselves to Avodah Zarah without actually creating the shame of Avodah Zarah. That's the difference. The Havmin is saying, what's the problem is, I couldn't make the sun and moon because these things are objects of Avodah Zarah. The Maskana saying that no, that what makes the, what do we say about Mazalos? You can't make Mazalos. Why? Not because you're creating a shame of Avodah Zarah, right? But they lend themselves to Avodah Zarah. Sure. Okay. An idol, right? That's not what we're saying. Rather what? Right, right. Means that. So again, it's not you're creating something that has in it the shame of Avodah Zarah.
Right, but
the people relate to it.
Exactly. So, right. So there's a difference between it. That's why you need a pasuk for that. Lo Sazoniti is telling you, is teaching you something. It's another level. There's this one thing to say, of course I can't create that which is an idol. Now Lo Sazoniti is teaching you that I can't even create something that, even though in and of itself is not a shame of Avodah Zarah, but it lends itself to Avodah Zarah. People relate to it that way, whatever it might be. That's just what I'm saying. That's just a halachic definition. Now, it's easy to speculate about what it is about Mazalos that we can speculate on. Their, what it called, their metaphysical profile, etc. What? Whatever. Whatever it might be. But the point is, it's easy to project, to speculate about what it is specifically about these Mazalos. But I'm just saying, that's the halachic step. You need Lo Sason Iti to tell you that you are not allowed to create something that, even though in and of itself doesn't shame Avodah Zarah, it lends itself to Avodah Zarah. Okay? Yes. I'm sorry, you had a question. Normally speaking, nobody worships. We'll get to Mazalos in a second. Let's just deal with Pirtsuf, okay? Is there any, in general, are Pirtsufos a problem?
No.
No, people don't worship Pirtsufos. Right? Forget Adam. I'm saying in general as a category.
Right? They only worship particular.
Right, okay, good. Right, so within the category itself, we isolate man. Why? So we'll say whatever, because man's more... that's why you need the pasuk to tell you, Lo Sasun Osi, that man is different relative to the other Pirtsufos. It's not objective. It's not separating man out and putting him in his own category. It's saying man is a problem only vis-a-vis what?
Okay.
The other things within that category. Okay? Is that like Chama Levana? Levana?
No, it's like Mazalos.
It's like Mazalos. It's not like Chama Levana. It's different than Chama Levana. The nature of differentiation is different. Exactly. There's a difference between the two. That's why I wouldn't extend to Motza. I'm positive. You know what I mean? Why would it extend to Motza? Because Motza only deals with something that intrinsically would be a problem. There's no intrinsic... It's true you need a pasuk to tell you it's a problem. There's nothing intrinsic in man. It's a relativistic problem. So again, now the Gemara says, apply to the case of Tsuros, apply Osa. Okay? But the Gemara says it's absurd, right? You would never say that there's an Isser to make a Drakon. Why? Because Lo Sasoniti is only talking about celestial things. It can't be talking about low things.
They're not subject to worship, and they don't represent whatever. They don't have this problem of representing God, and they're not subject to worship.
Right, but here's what's odd. Again, am I allowed to make a Drakon?
Yep.
But if I find a Drakon, what do I do? What kind of thing is that? In other words, the idea of them, that's why you have to say that there's something about Mazalos, there's like this sort of tinge of metaphysical whatever that attached to Mazalos, right? Where the Mishamshe Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that feature, right, is what allows us to say there's a problem of Oseh.
Right.
But you can't say it by Drakon, right? Because Drakon does not have the feature, there's no metaphysical feature to Drakon, it's simply, what do you call it? What?
Dragon.
Sure. Okay.
It's like a snake.
It's an animal, right? And it's not even a higher level animal, it's a low level animal, okay? But, what? Yeah, because its head is below its body. Okay? Right. But what is it though? But it is something that is worshipped. Okay? In other words, that's what's interesting. It doesn't fall in the category of Osa because it doesn't have in it that quality being something metaphysical, but people worship drakons. So that's why Motza would be the problem.
You're saying it's
why does the Gemara push us in this direction? I can answer why the Gemara goes with Osa first. Because it's saying, maybe you'll say, treat the drakon like you treat, what do you call it? Man. Right? Treat it in the same categorical way. Why? Say man to Pirtsuv is like drakon to Tzura.
No.
That's why, because that's the easiest way to follow conceptually.
Because
why would you go the other direction? You say treat it the same way.
There's two like expressions of Osa can come from two places. It can come from if you worship the...
I think, in my reading of Abaye, that what he's saying in a very limited sense is saying as follows. Normally speaking, a brisa can never do something like this. You can never have a brisa to learn a brisa where you change the variables. That's insane. Right? You can't do that unless you say that there's a relationship between Osa and Motza, that they are related to each other. That's the only reason why you have to go back and forth. If Osa and Motza were completely different, the brisa can never do this.
Wait, but they are
similar. No, are they? In other words, what Abaye is saying is, you would think that there's a technical problem here. You can't have brises that switch up variables. That would be terrible. Imagine teaching people that way. But the only answer Abaye could give is that you're right. It's true that it does go ABA, but somehow underneath it, there's some thematic flow. I don't even have to say the related Motza and Osa. I'm just saying there's something thematically that allows the whole thing to flow together that will override the normative. We don't allow variables to change in brises. That's all I'm saying.
Did our Sfar help you this, or you will say it?